Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paulby Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week, we've got an Ocelot Records special. I'm telling you all about Ocelot Records after you've heard this. First up, though, is the first track. It's a minor revolution. F-bombs.
F-bombs, it's a way to write a song. Grab it all of my flesh, it's F-bombs. Procrastinate, just to see, it's a pure word of hate.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a minor revolution. They've come via Ocelot Records, Tony. Ocelot Records are based out of the northeastern United States, and all the bands we're playing this week feature on an Ocelot Records free download sampler called Punk and Roll Barbecue, and it's Rock Stars Inc. Volume 1. So it's all bands that are either in some way signed to or friends of Ocelot Records. And I can't remember where I found this thing online. I think they might have left a link for us on our page, or they might have left it on the Church of Punk Facebook page, which is absolutely brilliant. I can't remember how they got hold of us, but anyway, they did relatively late last year, and I thought, oh, do you know what? I'm going to save this up, and I'm going to do it early in the new year, and here we are. So all the bands this week are via them. What do I know is, Tony, what is a Minor Revolution's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/A Minor Revolution.
It is. It's Tony 1, Paulie B, and the Internet nil. Now, have you got any jokes or poems?
No, do you?
Oh, dear. Well, no, me neither. Bit of a shame, isn't it? Second week into the year, and 2015 is carrying on. Our 2014 finished. If you've got a joke for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. If you've got a poem for me, do the same, but title your email Poetry Corner. Simple as that. I've got nothing. And the reason I've got nothing, Tony, because I'm in Malta.
Oh, okay. I wondered where you were.
Yeah, I'm in Malta. So I got a last minute super cheap deal to go three star all inclusive to Malta with my mate Steve. So we're there. So I'm amazed I can speak.
Right.
Yeah.
And broadcast.
Yeah, I'm certainly amazed I can broadcast.
Yeah.
But hey, anyway, everything's fine. I'm sure you'll be pleased here. And I will let you know all about my trip next week when it's over, rather than telling you now, because I've only just started. I only arrived yesterday. So I'll tell you all about my Maltese trip that I'm on right now next week. Right now, I want to get on the second track, Tony. Can you do that?
Of course you can.
Second track, a band called Cult 45, Tony.
Okay.
What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Cult45.
Yeah, but how are you spelling 45?
The numbers?
No, the letters. It's Cult, CULTFORTYFIVE. Means it's poorly being instead too, Tony Neil, and this is Back to the Grave.
Yeah.
You're listening to Desiro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Cult 45, Back to the Grave via Ocelot Records. Do make sure that you check out Ocelot Records. We'll do their website towards the end of the show, right?
Yep.
Okay. Have you got any Facebook for us?
No.
Oh, no, that means it's not time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
That's right, it's not time for that.
So what are we going to do instead? Well, first of all, you can maybe explain to people why they should be leaving comments.
Yeah, please do leave us a comment on Facebook. Very easy to get in touch. Do get in touch with the leaves of comments. Tell us what you liked, what you didn't like. Get involved. Facebook.com/punkyradio. Takes your butt a moment. Do it. Like the page, leave us a comment, and get in touch. Very easy.
Yeah, so what you got instead?
Well, instead of that, we do mention every week on the preview that iTunes reviews are very important. A few reviews do make a big difference to us. They help move us up the featured rankings of iTunes. So one or two reviews do make a difference.
Yeah, they really do,
visible.
Don't they? It's weird. You can just get one extra review and you get a load more listeners.
Yep. Cost you nothing. It's not just for our vanity. Well, it's not for vanity at all, really. But the 5 stars is, do leave us 5 stars and leave us a little review. So we've got 3 last year. We're not quite sure when we read the last one up to. So on the UK store, for last year, I've got 3 new reviews. So,
well, let's hear them anyway. If we got 4, we'll hear them again.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Really worth all 5 stars. And it is, of course, a 5-star review. And that's from Canvey Rob. And he says, iTunes says I reviewed this on the 26th of Feb 2014. And I gave it 5 stars. Well done, guys. It's been 5 stars every week since then. Thank you very much, Canvey Rob.
Thank you very much indeed, Canvey Rob.
Probably the best music podcast around. 5 stars again, thank you very much. Lee from Kent.
Was that written by me?
Lee from Kent.
Thanks very much, Lee.
He says, going through old episodes, just getting to 2012 episodes, and love a lot of the stuff I've heard so far. Good music, good host, just generally great.
Blimey, he's got a lot to get through.
There's a lot to get through. 486 shows, if you really want to go through it. But
oh, wow.
Thank you very much. Finally, 2 idiots in charge of our podcast by Snack in the Face. 5 stars again, funnily enough.
Well, we can't really question that, can we?
Nah.
That is, do you know what? I've got so hot and sweaty listening to the iTunes, Tony, I'm going to have to take my jumper off.
Well, go on then. Thankfully, you've turned the video off now.
I'm naked underneath. I might turn it back on just for your delectation.
Right, the review. It's quite a long one, actually. There you go. It's a bloody education, that's what. You never quite know what you'll hear next, but it's a bet you'll enjoy it. Garage punk, every Abilly under the sun. Metal, and there's no stopping Paulie Beat choosing a bit of goth now and then. Not one to shy away from a novelty tune, some of his choices are brilliant comedy songs or just plain oddities. It's hard to pigeonhole. It's cult listening. Once you get in the groove, you'll grow to love Paul's hapless stumbling through life's vicissitudes.
Vicissitudes.
Wow. And Tony's failure to do well anything much. It's hard to know who to envy more, Paul for his unquenchable adventurous spirit, or Tony for his calm, resolute plantness in the reality of suburban life. Oh, and there has to be the only gig guy in the world involved in one single venue. Well, it was.
Yeah, even that's gone.
So there you go, thank you for that. That's it. There's some plenty long words in that. Snack in the Face, thank you very much. 5 stars.
Thank you very much, Snack in the Face. That was, I think you're about right.
Yeah, I think that seems fair enough.
Halfway through that, I thought it'd been written by my mother. Anyway, so that doesn't conclude.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Maybe we'll get some next week.
Maybe we will, Tony. I have a feeling we probably will, you know?
I think so.
Jackknife Stiletto.
Looking my way. Consultation, no obligation. Consultation, no obligation. Consultation, no obligation. Consultation, no obligation. Consultation, no obligation.
Zuffle.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Jackknife Stiletto, an all-girl three-piece from New York City in a track called No Obligation. I look on their website, Tony, and they describe their music as, I don't know whether it's Vagcore or Vagxcore. But anyway, it's Vagxcore. They're up there with Bit Slap Barbie. They're up there with Crash Dolls. What do we call them? Sexy Punk. Something.
Oh, I can't remember.
Something I can't like remember that. Either. Anyway, yeah. So I'm going to just call that Vagcore. Nice. It might be Vagxcore, but I'm calling it Vagcore, mate. And all girl three piece via Ocelot Records. No obligation. What's the track? What's the website?
Jackknifestiletto.com.
It is. Which makes it Tony what?
I think that's 1-2.
Well, we've done 4.
No, that's the third one.
Oh, no, that is the third one. It's Tony, what is it?
1.
1, putting the internet 2. Thank you for keeping up.
I think that's right, yeah.
I'm an oldie in Malta.
You are?
It's all inclusive, mate. Drinks are free. It's like Club Tropicana. only the weather's not quite as special. I like to get an obscure 80s Wham reference whenever I can on this show. Did you do anything last week? You got no idea, have you?
I think I probably worked a lot because it's all a bit of a blur, frankly. So, yeah, little sleep, lot of work. That's, you know, what I did.
Yeah, well, I drank loads, did loads of comedy and that. Should we crack on?
Yeah.
2 songs in a row now. First one coming up, a band called Psychic Dog, Tony.
Okay.
What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/psychicdog.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, point of the internet 2, at this halfway stage. All things are level. Even Stevens can't put a rizzle of paper between us. Oh, no. And this is...
Time before this had begun. to be here, we always came to play. It's outbound that we both on the air, and whoa, we hear them say, no, I'm sorry.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Supersona and a track called Sorry, Not Sorry. A little bit Chili Peppers-esque there, my friend. That's where I'm going with that track.
Okay.
A little Chili Peppers-esque. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Supersona.
No, Facebook.com/Supersona, the band. Paulie Bean Insect 3, Tony 2. Now, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Have you?
Yeah.
So what are we going to sing? I'll tell you what we're going to sing. We're going to sing
Tony's International Gig Guide.
What's coming up?
Not too far. Yeah, I had an email from Sussex Saint, who suggests that maybe, as it's not too far from the 12 bar, until 12 bar gets up back up its feet or find something different, we do the 100 Club for a bit. So I'm going to give it a go.
What an excellent idea.
Yeah, it's not far.
The 100 Club is indeed only just around the corner from the 12 bar, and I have frequented the 100 Club on several occasions.
Yeah. So I've had a look at their website, and they've got two gigs on this weekend. So here we go. Oh, it's new ground. To find out more, the100club.co.uk, it's on Oxford Street, do check it out. So this Saturday, the 17th, Eddie and the Hot Rods are playing.
Excellent.
How much think that is in advance?
Well, you know what, I mean, gone are my devilish days.
Yes.
10 quid.
£15 in advance.
Hell bells, although they are extremely good.
They are. And Sunday
night. And I know Richard, the guitar player. I just remembered.
They played Nottingham a few times, didn't they?
No, we saw them at Black Market in What's Up, didn't we?
Okay, there you go.
I couldn't understand what he was doing there. I didn't know he was in the band. I said, what are you doing here? He went, oh, I play guitar and I need a Hot Rods.
No, right.
That's a really good reason. He said, what are you doing here? He said, I live here. He went, it's a really good reason as well. He's a very calm man.
Yeah. Finally, Sunday night, Chad Strentz and the Chadillacs. I have no idea.
Oh, me neither.
Sunday night, how much do you think?
This is new territory for me, Tony. £10.
It is £10.
Oh,
yeah.
I got one of them. Got one of them. Nice one. Anyway, in lieu of the 12 bar not being around, we will keep you updated with 100 Club dates until we hear otherwise.
Yep. But in the meantime, if you do have a gig, it doesn't have to be 12 bar or on the club, just send me your gigs, I will read them out. Tony@punkyradio.com.
And that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 100 Club. Seamless.
Beautiful.
Right. Next track, Tony, I think you're going to love this, mate.
Oh, right, okay.
I think it sounds a bit like alcohol.
Excellent.
Anyway, you'll see, only better.
of course.
This is another band from Ocelot Records. They've all come via Ocelot this week. A band called The Digs, Tony. What are their Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/The Digs.
No, reverbnation.com/digsboston, because they're actually from Lincolnshire. That's I think it's Boston. Another Massachusetts one. Anyway, Paulie Beans there for Tony 2. This is Gunslinger.
Desert with a sixer in my hand, and my mercy's tried to nothing but a trickle in the sand. And I am a man of reason, yes, but reason to a fall. You wore my patience down and done my nerves out red and broad. And I'm so damn tired, and I'm wasting words again. It sounds so damn tired. So when I take my stand, tip my hand and turn you inside
Crofost.
You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Digs track called Gunslinger. I like that a lot.
Excellent.
But obviously I do. It's a bit like alcohol, only better.
Yeah.
What are you doing this week, Tony?
We might go see a film or two or something like that. But generally we're just getting through the work. We're trying to get our floor varnished in the front of the room. Things like that. It's all sounding a bit too 2014-y still. We are trying to make a change of that. But for now, it's work.
You're like a Tasmanian devil of fun. What are you doing this week? Might varnish my floor.
Yeah.
I think you're only doing it for the fumes.
I wish.
Get the lid off that varnish.
Everything's so much weaker these days. You know, they took all the fun out of it. It's all like water based now and low.
Is it?
Yeah, it's crap.
Is it?
Yeah, it's rubbish.
Oh, God.
Shit's changed.
I've heard people have stopped sniffing glue and they've started sniffing balloons. That's insane.
Wow.
There is no way that the seminal punk rock fanzine of the mid to late 70s, Sniffing Glue, would have sold a single copy if it had been called Smelling Balloons. I'm telling you that right now. Kids, stop what you're doing. Get the top off the cow gum and stick your face in it and stuff. I don't want to torture you to be covered in acne. This isn't that. This show should come with a government health warning. I'm joking, kids. When it comes to glue, just say no.
Say no.
Yeah. Stick to more conventional solvent abuse. Take the top off an aerosol. Drive yourself crazy. Right, I'm stopping this right now. I'm in Malta, mate. I'm having a great time.
You are?
That's what I'm doing this week.
It's all inclusive.
Having a great time in Malta. I haven't been to Ziggy's Bar yet. Ziggy's Bar, the last time I was there, I did see sunrise in Ziggy's Bar on one occasion. Bearing in mind, I went there in December. So you can appreciate what good going that was.
That was good going.
It was actually the only day I made breakfast in the hotel.
Oh, okay.
On the basis that I'm in bed yet. Yeah. So I just went straight to breakfast. And then I went to bed. Right, anyway, I'll tell you all about me oldie properly next week. There are a couple of Christian festivals I could celebrate this week in Malta, but I'm choosing not to.
All right, okay. Good.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. So what I'm going to do in the next bit, Tony, is something a little bit unconventional. I'm going to do an impression of a famous American DJ from the 60s called the Wolfman.
All right, okay.
And I'll explain why after we've heard this. But first up, we've got the Drunk Nuns, The Boy. Listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Of course, the Drunk Nuns and the Boys. What I want to know is what the Wolfman wants to know is what is the Drunk Nuns website?
TheDrunkNuns.com?
Yeah, it is.
Nice.
I was watching American Graffiti. I forgot what a great film it is. Have you ever seen it?
I haven't, no.
It was one of the famous blokes' first film. I think it was George Lucas's breakthrough film.
Oh, right. Is it the Mel's Driving one?
Yeah. It features Harrison Ford. And it also features Ron Howard, which had come in from Happy Days that was in not long after that. And just a great cast and a terrific soundtrack that's going on all the way through the film. And in the 80s, I got that soundtrack in a secondhand shop. And it is a fantastic double album of top 60s rock and roll and bubblegum hits. But it features
the Wolfman, yeah, Wolfman Jack. I'm the most amazing DJ, but I'm really calm about it, and I just like to suck popsicles.
Nice.
Yeah, so I watched that. Have you watched any films recently, Tony?
I've watched quite a few.
Have you?
I watched Snowpiercer.
Snowpiercer?
A couple of nights ago. It's a science fiction film set on a train made in South Korea. Featuring an American and English cast. It's got Chris Evans in it, who plays Captain America.
Oh, I thought you meant the ginger bloke from The Big Breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. He's in it. Tilda Swinton's in it. The guy who was in Billy Elliot's in it. The kid. It's set in the future. Everyone's dead because they tried to cure global warming, went a bit too far, and cooled the planet.
and killed everyone. And the only people who survive are people on this train,
right?
Which has kind of developed a class system, so from like lower to higher class, and it's about the struggle to kind of like take over the train and everything. It's quite good actually, but really quite dark.
I've never heard of it.
It's worth watching. I think it's not been out that long.
Right. Is that why I've never heard of it?
Possibly.
Hey, anyway, Tony, what are you giving on the bets on Snowpiercer? Wolfman Jack wants a 1 out of 5.
I'm going to give it a 4.
Fair enough.
I'm not well off it because it could have with a bit of a laugh.
Right, yeah. But so it wasn't full of giggles then?
No, not full of giggles at all.
There wasn't any light relief in amongst the post-apocalyptic, futuristic, dystopic nightmare.
The only thing that was funny about it is Tilda Swinton is in it. And
I don't know who that is either.
You'd know her face, I think. Just an actress, but she does a really strong Yorkshire accent throughout the whole film.
Right, which is a good one.
It's really good. Just makes you laugh.
I'll watch it for that.
Yeah, exactly. Do check it out. Snowpiercer.
Hey, I bet that's really good. I bet Fatboy would love that.
He would.
Right, anyway. The reason we've done that is because we haven't got a twat.
I've got no twats now.
Go on, just read out your twatty stuff and then we'll do the last one.
Yeah, do with me your twat nominations. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Dead simple. tony@punkyradio.com. Title email is a twat or twat soup with thanks. And reply to do check up, do email me.
Excellent work. That was my impression of
Wolfman Jack. Yeah, Wolfman. Yeah.
And next week I'm going to do the whole show in Welsh. Before that. before that, we got time for one last song this week. Oh, I haven't asked you. Right, this is what I meant. Ocelot Records. Oh, I'll tell you what, I'll ask you afterwards. This is the last track from our Ocelot Records special this week. This is a band called Zip Tie Handcuffs. Tony, what is their Facebook page?
facebook.com/ziptiehandcuffs.
It is. Point of interest at 4:23. I forgot to ask you, what's the Drunk Nuns website?
thedrunknuns.com.
It is. It's an honorary draw. Point of interest at 4:24. This is Psychotic Dance.
Down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
So it's 4-all, Tony, at the end of this show, but there's a chance for you to win this week, because I've never asked you the Ocelot Records Bandcamp page is the best way to find out about them and their music. Tony, what is Ocelot Records Bandcamp page?
I'll go for ocelotrecords.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 5, Bobby and Internet 4. It's a win. It's a win. Yay. It's a win. Thank you so much to Ocelot Records for providing us with the tracks this week. And also thank you very much to all the online stations that carry this show. They are.
They are the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com. And finally, we're on Radio Andra SE, which is like Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE. Do check them out.
Thanks to all of them, and thank you very much to all the bands that we play on this week's show. Thanks very much to Ocelot Records. Thanks, of course, to you, Tony. And thanks, of course, in particular, to the bar of the hotel I'm in St. Paul's Bay, Malta, who are providing me with free drink over 7 days. I'm amazed I can speak.
Yes, a fit of my mind. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog. Wow,
you can't.